Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and give you the insights you need to stay ahead.
Especially if you're in the B2B world, because let's face it, SEO isn't just a nice to have anymore.
Not at all. It's really the core engine for growth, for visibility.
Right. And today, we're going deep into what actually works for B2B SEO right now. We've got data on AI, content strategies, social media, budgets, the whole picture.
The goal here is simple. To give you a really clear map of what's driving success without making your head spin.
Exactly. So where should we start? AI seems like the obvious place.
Definitely. The numbers are, well, pretty striking. Our sources show 81% of B2B teams are using generative AI tools now. That's a big jump.
It is a huge jump. But you know what's interesting is how they're using it. While 81% are dabbling, only 19% say it's fully baked into their everyday work.
Okay, so lots of experimenting, maybe.
Precisely. Over half are using it informally, another chunk sort of ad hoc individually. It feels like dipping a toe in, not quite the full dive for most yet.
But even with that experimental feel, there seems to be a real push towards using it responsibly. The number of companies without AI guidelines has dropped quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a positive sign. People are realizing, okay, this is powerful. We need some guardrails. We're seeing a bigger focus on professional standards. Data security is a big one. Defining what's not okay to do with AI.
So it's maturing a little. People are thinking through the implications.
Absolutely. And it seems like they're seeing benefits too, right? Lighter workloads, faster content creation.
Yes, 70% report eased workloads, nearly 30% faster content creation. And small businesses are really jumping on it, 67% using AI for content and SEO.
And the reported improvements go further, less tedious work for about half, more efficient workflows, better content optimization, even boosted creativity for some.
And the ROI number is significant. 68% of AI users report an increase there.
That's a number that makes you pay attention. It shows real potential for business value.
But here's the flip side, or maybe the complexity. Trust. While everyone's using it and seeing benefits, trust in the actual AI-generated content seems shaky.
That's a really critical point. Only 17% rate the output as excellent or very good. Most are in the good or even just fair category.
So medium trust, maybe even low trust for a fair few.
Exactly. Medium trust is the majority, 67%, with a significant 28% having low trust. High trust is tiny, like 4%.
What does that tell us? It's useful, but maybe not reliable on its own.
That's the heart of it. AI is a tool, a powerful assistant maybe, but it absolutely needs human oversight, quality control, brand voice, accuracy, relevance. That still requires a person.
So for you listening, the takeaway on AI.
Start small. Use it to tackle specific pain points, maybe repetitive tasks first. Definitely set clear guidelines for your team. And always review AI-generated content thoroughly. It's a co-pilot, not autopilot.
Okay, good advice. Let's shift gears a bit to the broader picture. B2B content marketing itself, it seems like. While success is elusive for many.
It's kind of surprising, actually. Only 22% of B2B marketers rate their own efforts as highly successful.
22%, that's quite low considering how much effort goes into content. What separates that top group?
Consistently, it comes down to a few key things. They really understand their audience, that's number one, for 82% of them.
Makes sense.
Then it's high quality content, having genuine industry expertise, and crucially, measuring performance. And nearly half have a documented strategy.
Ah, the documented strategy. We see that mentioned a lot.
Yeah, and there's a clear link. Overall, 91% are doing content marketing, but a big chunk, 38%, don't have it written down.
So they're just creating content without a formal plan?
Seems like it. But get this, 62% of those successful organizations do have a documented strategy. It clearly provides focus.
It really points to the value of thinking it through and writing it down.
Definitely. And we also see trends like small businesses using AI here too, like we mentioned. And the power of video, especially in email.
Oh yeah, the email click-through rates, doubling or tripling with video, that's huge.
It really is. And for distribution, no surprise, LinkedIn is still king for B2B. That's where the audience is.
And format-wise, what's popular?
Short articles and posts are almost universal, 94%. But videos and case studies are right up there too. A good mix seems key.
So the big picture for content marketing success.
It's less about just churning out volume and more about being strategic, knowing your audience inside out, and creating genuinely valuable stuff. Quality over quantity, guided by a plan.
Actionable tip then. Document your strategy. Seriously, Use data, maybe experiment with AI for personalization carefully, and mix up your formats on the right platforms, like LinkedIn.
Speaking of formats, let's zoom in on blogging. It seems even more crucial for B2B than B2C.
Yeah, the numbers show higher adoption in B2B, 75% versus 61%.
And not just adoption, B2B marketers really value it. A majority, 59%, call it their most valuable content type.
And the SEO impact is undeniable, right? More visitors, way more inbound links, significantly more index pages for companies that blog consistently.
Exactly. It builds authority, drives traffic, answers questions. It's a long-term play that really pays off for SEO and thought leadership. It's a top inbound priority for over half of marketers.
So the tip for blogging.
Focus on depth. Go long form sometimes. Solve real problems for your audience. Provide genuine value consistently.
Okay. Now, beyond blogs, what other formats are making an impact? You mentioned video, short articles.
Right. Short articles, blog posts, they're great for quick engagement, getting eyes on your brand. That 94% usage shows that.
And the video and email stat we mentioned shows its power for driving action.
Definitely. Video is great for simplifying complex B2B topics, too.
Yeah.
And case studies. Well, they're essential persuasion tools when people are closer to buying. Proof points.
So it's about having a toolbox of formats.
Precisely. You need different tools for different jobs, different stages of the buyer journey, different audience preferences. Varying your formats is key.
And a practical tip there might be repurposing.
Absolutely. Take a deep live blog post, turn it into, I don't know, a short video series, social post, maybe an infographic. Squeeze more value out of your core content. A case study could become a webinar.
Smart. Now let's connect this content to the actual B2B buyer. How much do they consume before they even reach out?
The average seems to be around 4.5 pieces of content. Quite a bit of research goes on first.
4 to 5 pieces. Wow. So you need a decent amount of material available.
You do. Around 40% need between 3 and 5 pieces. They're really educating themselves. And certain types of content are more influential during this phase.
Like what? What really moves the needle?
Case studies, again, showing real results. Surveys and research reports are also very effective. Buyers want data, evidence. Research reports apparently do particularly well, nearly 48% effective rate.
So B2B buyers are looking for proof. They're diligent, they read multiple things.
That's the takeaway. They don't make snap decisions. They need to build confidence and understanding through your content first.
So your content needs to deliver that proof.
Exactly. Embed actionable insights. Real-world examples. Maybe think about interactive formats, too, to engage them more. And make sure you have content that maps to different stages of their journey.
Okay, makes sense. How does social media fit into distributing all this content?
It's huge for promotion. 90% use social media to push out their blog content.
And any platform stand out?
Overwhelmingly, LinkedIn. 92% rated as the most effective for B2B content promotion and lead gen. It's just where the B2B conversations often happen.
So LinkedIn focus is key. But probably not just LinkedIn.
Right. The takeaway is you need platform-specific strategies. What works on LinkedIn might fall flat elsewhere, and vice versa. You have to tailor it.
And the actionable tip.
Customize for the platform. Share those reports and insights on LinkedIn. Use engaging formats, carousels, polls, native video work well there. And get your team involved. Employee sharing really boosts reach.
Good points. Let's talk search trends. Things are always changing there. What's catching your eye?
One stat that always stands out is that 15% of daily Google searches are new. Never searched before.
15% every day.
Every day. Which tells you?
You can't just rely on the same old keywords.
Exactly. You have to focus on search intent. What's the user really trying to achieve? Not just the words they type, but the underlying need. Top marketers, 87% of them, are prioritizing this, addressing user needs and pain points.
And keyword analysis is also being used for content ideas, right? Based on what people are actually searching for.
Yeah, nearly 40% use it for ideation. It makes sense. Find the questions, provide the answers. The takeaway is you've got to be adaptable and user-focused in SEO. Things change fast.
So the tip is use the tools available to find those long-tail, intent-driven keywords, understand the why behind the search, and build content that directly answers that customer challenge.
Spot on. And finally, let's look at budgets. Where is the money flowing in B2B marketing?
We're seeing increases in a few key areas. Brand building is getting a boost, 67% increasing spend there.
Interesting. What else?
Social media, up for 56%. And then paid search and email marketing, both seeing increases from 40% of marketers.
So it looks like a pretty multifaceted approach, building the brand long term, but also investing in direct response channels like social, paid, and email, reaching decision makers across different touch points.
That seems to be the strategy, the actionable tip here.
Keep a close eye on your budget allocation. Review it regularly, maybe quarterly. See what's performing, what's not, and adapt based on market dynamics and your own data. Don't just set it and forget it.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, quite a journey through B2B SEO and content.
Yeah, few key themes emerge. Balancing AI's power with essential human oversight.
The absolute need for strategic, audience-focused content, preferably with a documented plan.
The enduring power of blogging as an SEO foundation.
Using a diverse mix of content formats and really leveraging LinkedIn for B2B.
Understanding search intent, not just keywords.
And allocating that budget wisely across different channels.
Ultimately, B2B success really boils down to adapting to your audience's needs and staying ahead of the curve, technologically and strategically.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. As AI gets even better and more woven into how we all create and consume information, how might that fundamentally change the relationship between your company and your audience? How can you prepare now for that future? This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.